It's a Saturday night in Minneapolis's Powderhorn neighborhood, and a crowd of people fill the basement of a duplex. But this isn't just any party.
We're standing here in a house basement, the home base of Living Proof Print Collective, where we're celebrating our upcoming 2013th year here on Earth with a calendar.
This calendar, featuring 13 different Twin Cities printmakers, is the latest project of Minneapolis-based print collective Living Proof. I spent an evening in member Andrew Graham's basement-turned-print shop and spoke with the six-member collective.
Linda.
Aaron.
Emma.
Jackie.
Andrew.
Rose.
The members met at McAllister College and learned printmaking in the school's studio. Aaron Rosenblum explains what happened next.
We were talking about wanting to still be printing after graduating from McAllister. Screen printing in particular is something that, you know, you can set up if you have a garden hose and a dark room, or you can put up a curtain somewhere.
Supplies were bought, adjustments were made, and the basement of a duplex off Lake Street became a fully functional space for printmaking. From the beginning, the collective's goal was to provide more than just a venue for their own art.
One of the first things we discussed is what our mission would be and what the focus of our work here would be. And it's definitely been to support our own artwork, but it's been just as much, if not more, to be spreading the access to the materials and also the knowledge.
I do spend more time facilitating printmaking and helping others to learn how to screen print than I do producing my own work.
The spirit of facilitation Emma Cologne refers to is evident in so much of what the group does. Besides hosting open shop hours, Living Proof leads free workshops for novice printmakers through collaborations with EXCO, or Experimental Community Education of the Twin Cities.
I think something we want to do with these workshops is not to just get folks in to learn it one time, make a few shirts and great, I'll take them home and give them to people. More than that, to show them that they can have this kind of setup themselves, let them be producers of it, share it to their communities.
You can be good at drawing, you can be good at painting, you can be good at digital stuff. It's a really good way of bringing people together because you can do any of those things and make it into a screen print.
Any type of print making is very process oriented. Coating the screen in emulsion, scanning in your image, prepping your screen to get ready to print.
The way that we do printmaking as a collective is how we were taught how to print screen print. And that was to be able and willing and excited about each step of the process.
As a newcomer to printmaking myself, I asked the members of Living Proof why this medium in particular is one that is compatible with their mission of community building and skill sharing.
Printmaking as a medium has some really strong ties to, like, specifically, like, political propaganda posters and things that are, and messages that are widely distributed in ways that painting and drawing don't, because you can't reproduce them in the same way that you can with prints. So I think printmaking and social justice have stronger ties to each other.
The fact that you can make multiples is a beautiful way of increasing accessibility to an image or an idea.
The collective took advantage of printmaking's power of reproduction in their first large-scale installation as a group, as part of the Irrigate Project, which seeks to promote art and community engagement in neighborhoods along the Central Corridor light rail.
The Art Happens Here installation, it is like a mural size, or like a billboard-sized frame that has about 300 patches.
The patches Jackie Cutvert refers to are multicolored prints depicting the outline of Minnesota with the words, "This is where I live," next to it. Community participants were encouraged to fill in their vision of where they live, producing a unique print which, coupled with hundreds of others, spells "Art Here" in giant letters overlooking University Avenue in St. Paul. The installation can still be viewed at 262 University Avenue West.
We're not only teaching people how to screen print, but we're also encouraging people to imagine different ways of how art can be a part of our community.
To get involved or find out more about Living Proof, visit wehavelivingproof.wordpress.com. The collective's first gallery show will be on February 23rd at the 801 Gallery in Minneapolis. For KFAI, I'm Charlie Rudoy.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.